from the Midas of Roseburg studio, KQEN weather forecast. Today, widespread haze, some patchy smoke. Cloudy through mid-morning, but gradually clearing for a high near 84. Then tonight, widespread haze and 49 for a low. Tomorrow, hazy, sunny, and 81. And Thursday, cloudy and 73 degrees. Weather is a presentation of Pacific Air Comfort, and they're your local carrier dealer. So turn to the experts at Pacific Air Comfort for energy-efficient systems that reduce utility bills without sacrificing any comfort. Call Pacific Air Comfort today, 672-9510. 49 degrees now. KQEN News Time is 8:34.
The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be lumber one.
Abby Malik with us from Glide Strong. We thought we'd check in on all the efforts going on in the Glide area. Abby, good morning.
Good morning.
So 1 month ago today is when it all began. That Tuesday that I'm sure, especially for folks out in the Glide, Idlewild Park areas and points east, will probably never forget. And you and a lot of folks have been very busy ever since. Talk about what's going on with Glide Strong.
Well, so as we mentioned before, we're kind of partnered up with Glide Revitalization, the nonprofit here in Glide, who's been fabulous. And Allison Doty kind of spearheaded this donation center at the old middle school gym, which we've talked about. It's kind of, I don't want to call it closed, but it's by appointment only now. So it's still open Monday through Friday, but by appointment only. We also have some FEMA people still there checking people in. And we are just still collecting, gathering more information for ourselves and helping the county out too, as far as some FEMA debris cleanup. There's a representative that's stationed there also today that's also has some right of entry forms for landowners to sign for the cleanup. So it's still kind of a one-stop shop, I think.
Well, I know you have stayed very busy, and I think, you know, along the way, this transitions from being, an immediate crisis where everyone's running around trying to do what they can to now things have settled back, but you realize that there's going to be a very, very long road to recovery for a lot of people in that area.
Oh, yes, for sure. We're definitely still in that kind of trying to resolve immediate issues and needs as far as people who are still displaced, people who have still been in motels or trying to find a trailer spot to put a trailer. And so we're working with, you know, local areas. We're kind of limited as far as where we can put people, but we're doing what we can to find spaces for RVs, possibility of opening up manufactured homes for people to get into and rent. But at the same time, also, yes, looking into more long-term stuff, you know, working with the county as far as the process for the cleanup, and then looking beyond that as far as rebuilding.
So what's a typical day like for you?
Chaos. Great chaos. So we get to the middle school gym, the old middle school gym, and I think try to have a plan that goes a little sideways when not sideways, but we have people come through throughout the day. Some of them are people we've already helped, or we already have maybe gathered their information, but they're coming in for additional, like the right of entry forms or other information that comes out, or they just need a little, you know, some more like pet food or some more household items and stuff like that. We are still getting deliveries from, I believe, all over the state, United Way and various organizations as far as supplies, bedding and toiletries, personal hygiene, all that stuff. So it's still open for people. Like I said, people will pop in, do a little shopping. We might update some of their information, whether they found a place to stay or they're still looking, or updating again, like what their future plans are, whether they're going to rebuild. And again, we're now working with the county as far as trying to help gather additional information, get more information out to them. Like, again, specifically, I'm going to hammer this right of entry form. This right of entry form is really important because essentially, it's like a permission slip from property and landowners to give FEMA and the state permission to come in and clean up their property. This will be done at the cost or the expense of FEMA and the state, but these forms have to be turned in by October 16th, and they're available, I believe, online. They can be emailed. We have them here at the old middle school gym. There will be a lady at the fairgrounds, I believe, tomorrow who will have them available. We can mail them out if they need. It's just a matter of we've been trying to figure out kind of, since people are so displaced, where are they? How do we get in touch with them? You know, landlines are lost. They're not staying, you know, there. We had to track down addresses, stuff like that. So as much as we can get the word out to people to get in touch with us specifically for these landowner forms, the right of entry forms, the better, because of the deadline. And also because the sooner they get these forms turned in, the sooner the cleanup can begin for this household hazardous waste specifically, which is a whole thing. You know, there's a process as far as it has to be cleaned up specifically by licensed, certified people and disposed of a certain way, which is out of Douglas County, which is a very spendy process. And so it's a good opportunity for people to take advantage of FEMA and the state coming in and having it done for them. And but we are in the middle of October, so.
Right, and this is very unlike a normal cleanup project you might do. I mean, there's a lot of aspects, and that's why it sounds like it's important to have the help and the availability of FEMA and the folks that can analyze the situation and maybe notice things that the average person wouldn't notice, realize they need to be disposed of certain ways, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's different categories of the debris. There's, like I said, the household hazardous waste, which is like your asbestos, lead, those sorts of things. There were things that would react to such a high temperature, like what the fire was, with a chemical reaction. Then you have the ash and trash, is what they call the next category, which is something that you would be able to take to your local landfill without a special certified contractor, but you have to have that kind of license and certified when you go through there that, hey, this has been gone through already. This is just specifically ash and trash, nothing household hazardous waste. And then, of course, there's also the woody debris, which is brush, trees that were fallen or, you know, that came down from the fire itself.
So for people listening that maybe are not around the Glide area, but are in other parts of Douglas County or beyond, how can they help out with the effort up there?
Well, we have still are taking some volunteers to come in and help us at the old middle school as far as helping people as they come in, whether it's for those intakes still or getting them to fill out those FEMA forms or some any other questionnaires or forms we have there, or just helping them through the shopping area, what they need. So, you know, a few volunteers in there throughout the day, or just donating items still. We're taking new products like new bedding, new towels, laundry soap, stuff like that, if people wanted to still donate items as far as that goes. And getting the word out really is, like I said, right now, it's if you know someone that was displaced that may not be staying, we have people who are in Eugene, out of state. So if people know someone specifically that might not still be in the area because they're displaced, like say, hey, get in touch with Glide Revitalization.
All right. Sounds like communication is going to be real important moving forward with this. And we'll check in periodically and let you share what's going on. Abby Malik from Glide Strong, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you.
8:42 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Hi, folks. Roger with